Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden and I'm joined by Cass Page.
He's telling the truth, he's truthing.
And we are joined this week by very special guest, Ruby Innes.
And I'm lying. I'm going to lie this episode.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Today we're talking about exploding. Now, this is kind of a fun episode to talk about exploding because, in a way, Ruby, you're like a ticking time bomb because you just told us, hey, by the way, I might have to leave this episode incredibly abruptly at any point. So it kind of feels like the bomb's about to go off at any time and the podcast will be over.
Yeah, like I'm kind of like a bomb but a person, and yeah, the explosion is me not being in the Google Meet anymore.
Hanging up the Google Meet, yeah. have you ever seen an explosion in real life, either of you? Because I was thinking, I don't know if I have.
I've seen like, you know how when you put Mentos in a Coke?
Yeah.
Or like the volcano experiment with children. I've seen that, but I don't know if I call that. I think that's more of an eruption. I've seen a lot of videos though.
You've well studied?
Yeah, like I've seen a pigeon explode.
Whoa!
Oh, no.
Tell us about that.
I think like
explode like a bomb
fucked up. Yeah,
Wait. Like fire?
As a person. No. Like it was
gutsy.
Yeah,
like
gutsy.
Like guts exploded.
I've heard a rumor that it was like a thing people said in primary school that if you put a Panadol or like an ibuprofen and you smush it into a chip and then feed the pigeon the chip or a seagull the chip, they'll explode.
I believe that.
Yeah,
I believe anything you tell me.
Was it a paracetamol bomb?
I don't know. I didn't see what they ate before. I just saw it.
Yeah. So it just like, exploded into a fine mist of guts?
Yeah, it was kind of, it almost, I don't know how to explain it. It just kind of like enveloped. The insides
like
kind of came
out.
Out.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, like that Simpsons episode.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know how to describe it. Like, mind you, I was like pretty young, so I might be misremembering parts, and I also might have just blocked parts out on purpose because it's not a pretty sight.
No.
It sounds bad, and I don't know whether or not I want to find it, but I do want to know. Like, do you ever get that thing where you're like, I want to know. Like, I want to know
constantly.
About the world.
Constantly. But- it's why I watch so many YouTube videos, and then suddenly I'm in a conversation with a normal person. Like, I'm on a date for the first time, and they're like, so what are your interests? I'm like, yeah, have you ever heard of, like, Chris Chan? And then they're like, well... No, and I'm like, well, actually, I don't think I will describe it to you. But do you, but like, how about this one YouTuber who got cancelled? And then they're like,
I don't know.
I don't think I'm part of that we that you're saying we got.
Yeah, no, I'm not a part of that.
Yeah. But have you ever seen a pigeon turn inside out though? No?
Yeah. Oh. No? Oh, have you ever seen a guy's head split in half? And they're like, Jesus, that sounds crazy. And I'm like, yeah.
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 You ever seen a guy get pulled into a machine? Huh?
Would you like to go into the machine?
He looks like he's having fun.
Do you think you could beat the machine? Like, if you started getting pulled into the machine, do you reckon you could weasel out
There's
of
no
the machine?
There's no way a machine is getting me.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're halfway in the machine, right?
Uh-huh. Bottom half?
Bottom half. And okay. your legs yeah. are just mangled.
Yes.
At that yeah. point, you've dropped quite a bit of weight. So I feel like if you've got enough upper body strength and arm strength, you potentially like pull yourself out of that business and you'd just be yeah. half a guy, but like you'd
better
not
than
be
no
dead.
Part, no.
Do you know what though? Yeah. Yes, 100% yes. But I think the issue would be that the machines I'm thinking of,
mm-hmm.
they really have a grip. So you need yeah. to be stronger than the machine. And I think that's where, oh, do you know what? No, you know what? I'm coming back around to Ruby's side. You got to be stronger than the dangly flesh bits you got left.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think
that's
all you need to do is resist for like a few seconds. We'd beat the machine.
Yeah, you just have to yeah. be strong enough to rip the flesh of your legs off of your own body.
But I think you wouldn't
necessarily need to
rip. It always
depends on the machine itself, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Do you see those videos online where it's like turning, they're almost like chunky bits of chunk instead of like a knife?
Chunky
yeah,
bits
yeah.
of chunk.
Okay,
you
so
mean the gears?
What I'm doing right now, the motion that I'm doing right now is I'm opening my fingers yeah. so then yeah. it's enough space for the other fingers to fit within them and I'm closing them together and that is how I describe it and I've seen it in so many videos and it's like yes. a crushing thing.
Oh, hey. You got. I think you're talking about. Oh, this is hard to describe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the machine, and it's almost like coils teeth. Of metal, and then occasionally there's teeth, and then the teeth.
I think
you put a can in, and then they close. It goes,
yes,
I think you were
yes.
close as gears, Hayden,
and it shreds. Yeah, it's
I
almost
think
like
they're a kind
a gear.
Of gear.
I think it yeah. really depends on the machine.
They had a real moment, those machines.
Yeah. Oh,
I feel like
yeah.
2 years ago, every video was like Spider-Man toys getting into them, going into the machine.
Yeah,
or and now. Glass bottles going into the machine, or what happens yeah. if we put a balloon in the machine? Oh,
and now
it tears
it's all
it up.
About, it's all about putting, like making a tiny. No, you get your scissors, you cut a little hole in a thing, usually like a rubber toy, and then you uh-huh. put a hose into it, and then tie yeah. it up and fill it up with
and
water.
Inflate and, it.
Oh yeah, but with water. I've seen
we're,
that.
We're
Shrek
in our
ones.
Inflation
yeah.
era. Is that what's happening?
I think people don't want to admit. That they're in their inflation era and they're like, yeah. no, it's like sensory videos. It's like, well, you're not a baby. You're a human.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it gets to a point
humans.
Where it's not, babies are not humans. They're a different
no,
thing.
No, not yet.
They're a third worst thing. Yeah. But they, I think it gets to a point where sensory videos no longer apply to you as an adult. And
yeah.
it's just kind of a weird thing that you're
but do you not have senses?
At. Me? No.
okay.
No, Ruby's a human with no senses. Okay,
Ruby
not a
grew
stupid
up.
Humanless
I
baby.
Cut them all off because I'm an adult. I grew up. I don't need to see shit. I don't need to hear shit. I don't need to touch shit and smell and also, hold on, taste. There we go. Got it. Figured
how did
it
you
out.
Cut off taste?
I just
grew out of it.
I just closed my mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. Simple, elegant solution to sensing
yeah.
anything.
Yeah, yeah, close your mouth. Where's unsampled?
Mm.
Yeah. So explosions. What yeah. kind of got you to the point where you wanted to talk about that?
Well, I thought, what should we talk about today? And my first thought was eggs. And then I thought, no, that's been done a million times in this podcast. And then I thought, what about explosions?
Explosion.
That's actually yeah. probably where I go. I didn't make that leap.
Oh.
Like, but I'm sure that my brain made that leap. You know what I mean? That was a subconscious connection.
Yeah. Well, I think explosions are really interesting because there are so many different ways that they can happen. And also in-
So true.
In like it's not just like explosion, like explosives, like bombs and stuff. I think yeah. you can also consider like yelling at somebody after talking really quietly first. That can be an explosion.
Sure.
Or, yeah.
Having a Vyvanse and an up and go, and then going to the toilet. That's an explosion. You know, like many things can be an explosion. You can have
that's
an explosion
true.
Of creativity and paint a picture of pregnant Sonic. Anything's possible.
What do you think was your last explosion, Rufy? The most
this
recent
morning,
one.
Yeah, okay. Five answers.
truly from life.
Yeah. I'm leading by experience. Yeah, yeah. I may not have seen an explosion live in my life, but I have taken a shit before. So yeah.
You've caused explosions.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really great because work has like these poo drops that make the toilet smell nice.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Not, when you said poo
you
drops.
You are doing a poo drop. Yeah.
Yeah.
That could have been anything.
I'm dropping the kids off, which is another phrase for shitting. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is.
Wait, so the poo drops, are they like I've never used them, but I believe you put them in before you poop into the toilet and they create like a fine layer on top of the toilet.
You can do water. It before or after.
Oh, you can do it. Well, I suppose.
Wouldn't you do it before so it doesn't, so the stink is quickly captured?
Yeah, but I forget. And generally, like, my control of my bowels comes like at a price and to a point. So So I just want to preface this by saying I look really beautiful today.
Yeah, you do. You look great. So
I look really beautiful. I'm a beautiful woman, and
off the shoulder top, beautiful tussle.
Yeah, I'm looking gorgeous. So when I say what I say, please remember that I'm a gorgeous woman.
Yeah.
So generally, I don't like when I need to shit. Like it's not like a buildup. It kind of just I'm living my day to day life, and then suddenly it's like it's happening right now, and you need to get somewhere safe.
Code red.
Yeah.
And so I go, and in that moment, I'm like, I'm not thinking, let me just put some poo drops down. I'm thinking, get it out of me right now.
Yeah. I had a moment like that, and I pooed on the floor by accident. Can I tell you about this?
I'd love to hear about this.
I'd love to hear about this.
This is happened the other week, and yes, I'm a fully grown man.
Mm-hmm. Not a baby anymore.
But usually I'm the opposite of what you have, Ruby. It builds and it builds, right? But this time, I was making breakfast, and
Hold on. What do you mean by that?
Is it said it comes all at once?
Build?
Yeah,
builds.
The feeling builds.
You're like,
the poo builds. I thought you meant in build. And I'm like, yeah, I get we look kind of different, but.
You were talking about the physical build of my body? Yeah. Okay. No, the feeling of poo in my body builds. Okay. If you must know.
Yep. Okay.
and it came really quick, and I was making boiled eggs or poached eggs. And I was like, you know what? I got time. What I'll do is I'll put the water on to boil, and then I'll go do my business and come, and I'll come back, and the water will be boiling. Really, it's clever.
I don't know. Sounds dangerous.
It's not dangerous.
Was it dangerous at this instance?
No.
Okay.
And then I started to panic because it was really coming. But I was still like, no, I got to put this water on. And so I'm freaking out. I'm panicking. I'm spilling the water. I finally get the water on to boil. And then I run to the bathroom and I'm making it. It's all going to plan. We're all good. I lift the toilet seat up. And I start to pull my pants down. And as I pull my pants down, I accidentally hit the toilet seat closed. And then as I bend down to pick up the toilet seat to put it back up, my pants are down and a bit of poo falls out of my bum onto the floor. It could happen to anyone. It could have happened to anyone.
I don't know what to call. That is the most slapstick thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's like, that's normal. That could have happened to anyone.
The fact that it just fell out of you.
I'm a victim of circumstance, okay?
Fell?
Yeah, it fell out.
Fell.
Because, like, when you said I pooed on the floor, my thought was, like, you might have had, like, a big decision to make of, like, am I going to shit my pants or am I going to shit on the floor? And you chose the wrong decision to shit on the floor. But that's a completely different thing.
Wait, do you think the right decision is shitting your pants?
Absolutely.
I disagree.
I think you should shit your
own house.
Yeah, it was my house.
Shit your pants.
What? Shit your pants?
You would prefer to be as on a man, your hands as a and
man,
knees.
As a man who's done both, I can tell
off
you.
The floor than just putting your dirty pants in the laundry.
Yeah. I mean,
I feel like I would.
It wasn't that much. It wasn't like a whole, I don't know, it's a scrub.
It just sounds like a little guy. Like it
just a little guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
like
a bit bigger
guy.
Than a little guy, but it wasn't, it was like a small to medium
big
guy.
Big enough to fall, but.
Yeah.
Would you call it a whole piece?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, wait, what do you mean by a piece? What do you mean a whole piece? What does that
I'm
mean?
Gonna wait, say
what
like,
does that mean?
Like maybe.
Wasn't a whole log.
Yeah.
Third of a log.
Okay.
Third of a log. That's a whole piece.
Well, yeah, maybe.
I mean, obviously it depends on the log.
Yeah. But tell you the sad bit.
Someone just whip out the Bristol stool chart real quick. Can we figure something out?
It was really sad, though, sitting and doing the rest of my poo and just looking at the poo on the floor.
Because, of course, it's right in front of you.
Because, yeah, it's right there. I'm like, oh, man.
So, yeah, that's the right decision to make because, like, you don't want to be like, oh, well, I better clean this up because it's just going to keep happening.
Bend over somewhere else, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. You just have a little fairy ring.
Yeah, anyway, so.
That's beautiful.
Thanks, man.
That's awesome, man. So explosions, right?
How much more do we have to record so I can edit that full story out and still make the episode go for long enough?
No, you can't do that. I talked about shitting, and therefore your story has to stay.
Yeah, okay, fine. Whatever, I own it, you know?
Yeah.
So, Cass, you ever shit on the floor? Or
or have you ever either shat on the floor or seen an explosion in real life?
Yeah, those are the questions.
All right. Yeah. I think the only time I've ever shat on the floor was when I was very sick and I was doing the full-on, like, walking like an Egyptian thing. Like, it was out of both ends. And I think I was lying on the floor at the time.
Being sick doesn't count.
Okay.
I think you get a free pass if you're sick.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then no. Have I seen an explosion? I don't think so. I've seen fireballs, but I don't think they count as explosions.
You've seen fireballs?
Yeah, did they explode?
No, I think it's just.
But I think people say it exploded in a ball of fire. Don't people say that?
I guess. What is
was
an
the fireball?
Explosion?
What's the fireball?
Oh, just the ones near Crown.
Oh, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. This is in Melbourne. I don't even know if they still do this. But there's a casino in Melbourne called Crown Casino, and outside they have these giant pillars that shoot giant balls of fire every hour or something.
Every night.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but I'm not hanging out at Crown very often.
I don't know if it counts.
I have a lifetime ban.
I don't, really?
No. Oh. They can't get me out of that place.
Yeah. I had a slap at the pub the other night.
How'd you go?
As I was doing it, I was like, I understand why people get addicted to this.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yes. And you're like, oh, I'm like two slaps away from winning big at all times.
I got a profit at one point and I was like sick and then I did not pay out. I just kept going and I'm like, why? No, I'm going to go have a cigarette, which is a much more safe.
Yeah.
Habit,
safer, healthier, better for your future long term, to be honest. Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially since I get import cigarettes. They're like $15 a pack.
Nice.
Ooh, very fancy.
Black market ciggies.
Yeah.
That's
what's
awesome.
The difference?
They don't have they're not plain packaging, and they're usually imported from other countries. So I think mine are.
It's
South
crazy
Korean.
That they're cheaper. You think like the whole process of importing something illegally would drive up the price?
I think they do it sneaky wise, and I think it's because
oh, you don't
no
think
tax
they're you don't
it.
Think they're doing it out in the open?
They're like just. Oh, yeah. Here are the illegal cigarettes. They're right here, brother.
Yeah.
And the Border Patrol's like, so true. Okay,
oh, true.
Bye.
Nice, dude.
Oh, yeah. They just look so much nicer.
Yeah.
None of those dying people on the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that
there's
awful
no,
there's
green. There's no dying people on these ones either, which is great.
That's
so
awesome.
I don't have to be reminded of what might be coming, which I choose to believe just won't. Yeah, might. I don't think that's going to happen to me.
You're built different.
I'm better than emphysema.
Yeah. I think it's all about it's all about willpower, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The key is to just think about not having it.
Not having emphysema, yeah.
Yeah.
You can beat it.
Every drag you take is actually like a part of breathwork meditation.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I'm well. You're like imagining the healthiest lungs you've ever seen in your
Absolutely.
Life. I wonder how far that would get you because a lot of people find that doing the like meditation stuff can make them feel. It's
I think it would do it. Yeah. I think it would do it all the way.
Positive,
I think it would get you the whole way
positive
there.
Reassurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, manifesting baby's lungs.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want a baby's lungs.
My lungs are fresh. My lungs are free.
There's no tar.
Yeah, tar-free
or
lungs.
Awful black stuff.
Yeah.
Look at those ads
she's
where...
not in there.
What'd you say?
I said Lydia, she's not. I made a bad tar joke.
Lydia
Tarr,
seen,
anybody?
I haven't seen Tarr.
Good film.
Film. Is she chill? She chill lady?
She chill?
I haven't seen the movie. Is
she's
she
like,
kind?
That's my only question. Is she chill, though?
You could say at times she has explosions of emotion.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Cool. Isn't she a conductor?
Yeah.
And she can't conduct herself. That's really beautiful.
Whoa.
Filmmakers.
You don't have to watch it. You've picked up the whole point.
Yeah. And it's so funny because the movie literally ends with her conducting a video game symphony. And like so many people were like.
Like the Super Mario Bros. Theme song?
I think it was Monster Hunter. So many people were like, is this supposed to be like a representation that like video game music shouldn't be taken seriously? And I'm like, yes, to the classical world because they're fuckheads. like they turn up their nose at you, obviously. So poo-poo that.
poo-poo drop that. Does the poo drop make a film?
Not that I know of. Yeah, it makes a film. It's called Tar. Good film.
Do you want to know about some explosions?
God, yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to know about the biggest whale explosion that there was?
Yes, true, because when they're beached, they fucking blow up.
This isn't in my thing, but I watched a good video. Speaking of you're a pigeon exploding, it was a guy degassing a whale, and he was getting through it, and it's working, and there's gas going. But then all of a sudden, it just goes, bleh, and all of its guts fall out and explode out. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Have you ever seen those videos of a cow getting degassed?
No.
They're crazy. It makes me want to be sick.
I have seen them. Yeah. They've got the little portholes.
Yeah.
And then they are full bloated, and they sort of stab them with a needle or something, or they have the portholes, and then they just go,
it's and the so cow. Gross.
But it looks like it feels good.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Just Like Heaven?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
No.
Don't worry about it. So there's like basically there's an alive man and a dead lady, and the lady's a doctor, but she doesn't know she's dead, and she doesn't know why she's hanging around him. And so for the first few moments of the film, she's trying to figure out who she is, why she's there, what's happened.
Maybe I have seen it.
Yeah.
It's really familiar.
Yeah. I think a lot of films try and deal with death. Mm. So in one of the first scenes, there's the man's at a cafe. One of the guys falls down. He's like passed out. And the woman's like, oh my God, hang on. He's got a collapsed lung. I know how to fix this.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And she's like, oh, I think I'm realizing I used to be a doctor or something. And she guides the man through like picking up a liquor bottle off the shelf, grabbing that little, you know, the pourer?
The speed pourer, like the metal spiky pourer.
Yeah. Yeah. And like stabbing it into the person's lungs so that they can breathe again just through like until the ambulance gets there and it works. And ever since I saw that at like 13, I want that. Heaps. Like, have you ever?
Yeah, you want to be stabbed with a speed pourer?
Maybe in the tum. Like, have you ever? Like, just I
so
don't know.
You can
had
breathe.
Had an allergic reaction to something, and all of a sudden your stomach is just like it like hurts. Like it's full of air or something. Like,
oh, you want to be degassed like a cow?
Yes, I want to be degassed like a cow.
That's not what the collapsed lungs doing though. I think they're collapsed lungs.
That was
so you
the
can
first
time
I saw
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
Sometimes I'll be really bloated, and I just want someone to do that to me. But like, I'm worried that like I'd explode like the whale.
No, the Oh, like the guts out.
You start degassing and then you go bleh, and explode your guts everywhere.
I think that's bound to happen to me.
What about like a sieve on the top then? I think that's the issue. They're not putting a sieve around the hole.
Yeah, keep everything in but the gas out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or that's like when smart. You put a fork, when you use like a fork
with
to
the pasta.
Because you don't have a sieve. And so you just like you try and do it with the pasta and it's like real fucked. And then some spaghetti go in the sink. And so kind of like that, like part of my intestine just kind of.
Yeah, bit of intestine in the sink.
Yeah. Aww. Happens all the time.
Do you still eat the spaghetti if it goes in the sink?
I don't. That sink is gross.
Depends. Yeah, it depends on like whether I know the sink has been cleaned.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll rinse off. Like if it's a ravioli with a lot of stuff in it, sometimes I'll rinse it off and be like, if you could pick up the stuff from the sink, then
you can rinse it off.
Yeah, you can rinse it off and
twice. Ravioli makes sense. I feel like spaghetti is too grabby.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can rinse a spaghetti as well as you can a ravioli. You could, but it'll take too long.
And like, I don't know, there's something in my brain that like it feels wrong to like obviously this let's go with ravioli. This ravioli has just been in boiling water for who knows how long. Maybe 10 minutes. I don't know. but it's been sitting in this water. So it's been in water and you know, you pour it out, one falls in the sink, whatever. My brain tells me that, like, it's going to mess it up if I put a different water on it.
Oh, like cold water on hot.
Yeah, like if I put a different, but, like, because that's the different water.
Yeah, that's bad
It's not
water.
The right
that's,
water.
That's dirty water. I want pasta water.
Yeah, it's not the water the pasta's for. It's the water that tap come out. Which
what about
probably
tap
come out of the water, go in the boiling, and then it's make the pasta.
Yeah.
Mm. So this whale that exploded was in Florence in Oregon, not Florence in France?
Italy?
I'll edit that so it sounds like I said Italy at the start.
Italy.
In November 1970, this actually might not be the biggest one, but it's sort of the most famous one. Mm. The explosion threw whale flesh. By the way, I should say, so sometimes whales do explode on their own because they build up a lot of gas.
They're meant to be underwater,
and they start rotting, and so they, you know, like the whale that we were talking about before, their guts explode out. This time, to prevent it exploding, they blew it up with dynamite in a controlled explosion.
Does that just mean they picked when it exploded?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because sometimes it can just happen random. It's kind of crazy.
The thing is, with a whale on the beach and why they chose to explode it was that, like, there's not really a good way to get rid of a whale on a beach when it's dead, because if you bury it, it rots and, like, might explode, but also attracts sharks and stuff because they can smell all the rotting stuff. The same thing, if you drag it back out to sea, it's going to bring a lot of sharks and stuff in. To cut it, because it's so big, you can't really feasibly cut it up and take it away. And then also, where do you put it? Like, there's not really any good options. So that's why they came up with the idea of exploding it with heaps of dynamite. And what they did, I think the idea was to, just explode it into tiny smithereens so that it just dissipates and goes away forever. I guess that's the idea. Or they were trying to explode it back into the sea. I don't really know. But the explosion threw whale flesh around 800 feet or 240 meters away. And its odor lingered for some time. The footage was like circulated on the internet.
So we can watch this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you want. And there's just like these massive, massive chunks of whale flesh basically fall out of the sky and start hitting. Well, not hitting, but like getting really close to people who are watching the whale explode. It's really good fun. So I'd recommend. Yeah.
Can I say something stupid yet dumb?
Yes.
Stupid yet dumb?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I forget the dynamite's real.
Well, it's very cartoonish.
It's
I think
very
that's
cartoonish.
Fine.
Like it's very like dynamite made by Acme.
Oh yeah,
operation.
Those red sticks that you tie up and then
it just doesn't seem real to me. Like when I think bomb, and it's even worse because like I think bomb, and like my first thought is like round with a little
And that one's those bombs real?
And I think they are real.
They used to be real.
Because that seems like an impractical way to throw up, because they're so heavy. I guess they go on cannons. Do they go on cannons?
Remember shot put?
Yes, I remember shot put. But aren't they bigger than that?
They are, but like...
You can throw a heavy thing, is what you're saying, right?
They're like...
I imagine them like bowling balls.
Bowling ball, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's the aim. You just roll them.
Yeah.
A rolling ball.
Just like bowl it right into the whale.
Yeah. Right into its mouth.
Who's cock? Yeah.
That'd be a good like strike animation. Is the bowling ball goes into the whale and pins explode out of its belly.
And then it's kind of like a 3D moment because, like, the whale flesh, like, slaps onto the camera. And
it slaps onto the camera, it
spells out strike.
Yes, in blood or blubber.
Yeah.
Blubber. How do you get a job as a strike sort of bowling animator guy?
It seems just like the a one, very just the ones that have the job, ideas.
Yeah.
You just want to be the ideas man.
Just the ideas guy. I want to be the director.
Every job I've ever been in, I'm like, can I be just like the ideas guy?
Yeah, I want to have the good ideas, but not the technical knowledge to execute them.
I don't want
to
do anything. I just want to like come up with something and then sit down for a few hours.
Yeah, and then occasionally stand up and go, I've got it. Aha!
Lightning bolt moment.
What does Jimmy Neutron say? Blaine
Blast.
That's me.
Blaine Blast.
Jimmy That's Neutron. Good.
You can be paid on a salary like per Eureka.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I want a normal salary, please.
Yeah. I don't want to be based off my
I can have zero Eurekas or 100 Eurekas and then.
Because what if I don't come up with enough ideas?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm actually not that good at ideas. So, yeah.
Yeah. I need just one good idea for every like 10. and then I need to get paid just millions of dollars for that.
Yeah, that's my minimum fee is $1 million a year.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, no one else has got your brain.
That's true.
It's truly unique. It's a bargain.
That's true. It's true. It's like a once in a lifetime experience of experiencing one of our brains. You'll never get that again.
And the listeners here, you don't know how
getting
lucky
it,
you are.
For free. That's fucking crazy.
I mean, you can send through $1 million if you'd like.
I don't know. Well, yeah, just send it to, there'd be a Sans Pants something you could do.
And I can have like part of Plus. That, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
I'm sure if someone writes it in the notes, say, oh, can you say give all this money to Ruby, please? Yeah. I'm sure we would.
Oh, I don't want, hey, hold on. I don't want all of it. I'm not.
Okay, third
I'm
of it.
Not
third of the milli.
Please.
Maybe like 333,333.33.
Okay, great.
Okay, cool.
Exactly
Done.
A third.
Yeah. Well, almost. Yeah.
Who gets the extra cent?
There will be an extra cent. Me, shotgun.
All right. That's fair. Yeah.
He called it.
I called it. Do you have explosion facts, Cass?
Yeah. So I was trying to figure out, I was trying to learn more about explosions because I don't often know how they work. And I only really found out last year that cars work with explosions. I didn't know that that's how cars went.
I mean, it's combustion, I would say.
What do you mean by
anything.
That cars work with explosions?
So that's how they drive. Like the gas in the, yeah, so that the ignition in the car makes sparks and then that lights up the gas and then the engine is just heaps of explosions and that's what pumps everything in the car. Yeah. So you know how there are pistons in the car?
No.
You know how there's like all those little in and out things. Remember in the Toy Story 1 montage where they're doing doing up Woody?
Yeah, doing up you Woody?
Know,
what?
Yeah.
That's your reference for pistons?
Do you mean Toy Story 2?
Is that little machine?
Yeah, sorry, Toy Story 2 when the guy's doing Woody up and he's painting.
Yep.
There's a little machine that's mixing the paint and there's the little cylinders that are going in and out of each other.
Yeah.
That's a piston. And so in cars, it works from explosions pushing them. And I only found that out recently that that's what that was.
That's crazy.
That's how cars work is explosions. So the whole engine. So us driving is starting little explosions and then the entire time we're driving is just like.
And that explains why sometimes if you start a car, just on the off chance, it might explode the second you start it.
I think it's more like you've got a hit out on you from the mafia.
That's very good, Godfather.
That was like a crazy part of Godfather because the first time I watched it, I was like, oh, I didn't even know that was going to happen. I just thought she was going for a drive.
I saw Godfather for the first time last week. Shocked.
Yeah.
I've never seen The Godfather.
You should watch The Godfather.
Oh.
Yeah, I've heard it's good.
It is a long movie.
That's why it seems inaccessible to me. It seems too long.
You can just watch it in 3 bits.
I hate doing that, though.
Yeah, or you can watch it in, like, maybe 50 or so bits on TikTok.
Yes, out of order over the space of 5 years.
Yeah,
that'll be good.
That sounds good, yeah.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. No,
so
No. Please
go.
I was going to say something bad.
Please nice.
Go on, say it. Say the bad thing.
I was just going to say you could say that The Godfather was an explosion in creativity by Scorsese.
That's true.
He did it.
Yeah.
Did he do it?
Yeah.
He's Scorsese?
It was a, yeah.
Or was it a Coppola movie?
Oh, Coppola. It's a Coppola.
It was a Coppola movie.
Yeah.
So not only was I saying, well, was what I saying bad, I was also wrong.
Yeah.
But that's a
so
bit fun.
I shouldn't have said it. And I also, think you should say what
you Yeah, Cass, you should have gone first.
Do you know about The Godfather, though? Because I heard, like, whispers and rumors that when...
Do you know about The Godfather? That's the question.
No, but, like, because what's his name? It's what's the main guy? Brando.
Brando, yeah.
Brando.
I heard that he put cotton in his mouth when he was filming it be like that. Mm. And so the entire time I was watching it, I'm like, that guy's got cotton in his mouth.
Yeah, that is weird.
Was it the whole time or was it just for some scenes?
I don't know. I ain't seen The Godfather. Maybe I know nothing about The Godfather.
I heard he's a bottom.
Good for him.
That's nice.
He also used to, I'm not sure if it was The Godfather, but I know later in his career, which I guess was The Godfather, he would print out his lines and attach them to his co-stars so that when he was doing his lines, he could read them off their belly because he would never memorize his lines.
Apparently, filming The Godfather for a lot of the actors, they were like, wow, we're working with Brando, like the Brando, and then they got there and he's just like, anytime you see his eyes wander in a scene, it's because he's checking his lines that are stuck to a person or a wall. And apparently everyone who worked with him was like, this is a bit of a letdown. Yeah. Like, this is our hero. It is not.
And he sort of sucks.
He's
why's he got cotton in his mouth? That's weird.
He had a crazy life.
He did have a crazy life.
He was part of the crazy party scene. So I feel like...
Was he part of the Rat Pack? Who was in the Rat Pack?
No, the Rat Pack was later. I think the Rat Pack was Tobey Maguire.
No, that's the new Rat Pack. Who's the...
The original.
He might have been, because I think Frank Sinatra
the Rat Pack,
was
Frank
of the
Sinatra's
Rat Pack.
Rat Pack.
Yeah. James Dean.
Jane Dean.
James Dean.
Wait, I thought the new Rat Pack with Leonardo and Toby had a horrible different name that sucked.
Weren't
they called the Poon Hunters or something awful?
Yeah,
I think it's something awful.
Boys.
Pussy Patrol, maybe?
Pussy
it's something
boys.
Horrible.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think the Rat Pack might have just been musicians. I think it was...
Was the
Errol
big bopper in there?
Flynn,
he's an actor. He's
Mickey
Australian
Rooney,
as well.
Frank Sinatra and others.
What? Why were they rat boys?
Because they would just go out and cause mischief and get laid and do cocaine, I think.
Those funny fellas,
That sounds nice. What else is happening? Yeah.
Okay, I've Googled Leonardo DiCaprio, Tobey Maguire gang. It's the Pussy Posse is what they're called.
Yeah, the Pussy Posse. That's it.
That's a bit embarrassing, though. That's a bit funny.
Yes. Yeah. There's also... Oh, David Blaine was in the Pussy Posse.
What?
Yeah,
that's
kind of
awesome.
Crazy.
As well as Harmony Korine, Lucas Haas, and Kevin Connolly. I don't know the other two, but Harmony Korine's that freaky director, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is he the one that did Gummo and stuff? Is that him?
Yeah, and Spring Breakers.
Yeah, weird. Cool.
Yeah, the Pussy Posse.
The Pussy Posse.
David
Rest
Blaine.
In peace.
I feel like every friend group needs a magician.
Yeah.
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 Hayden used to be a magician.
Yeah.
That's
I could have gone pro.
Awesome.
I know one trick. It's still pretty good.
It's yeah.
I need to take cards. I'll show you when you're next in Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. Please do.
I'll wow you.
It'll ruin me if you don't.
Yeah.
I haven't had a magician do a trick at me in a while.
Yeah, it's never anything you ask for, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you can't ask
for it. I really need that.
It's sad if you ask for it.
Yeah. Like if I went up to someone, a magician, mm-hmm. on the street and I went, "Can you do a trick at me?" I think they'd probably feel really sorry for me.
No.
Yeah. And then do one of their lesser impressive tricks.
Yeah.
Can you wow me, please? I seek whimsy and wonder.
I just want to feel something.
I need more magic in my life.
Yeah.
Can you do a trick at me?
Oh, please.
Did you do your facts? What were the explosion facts, Kate?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to figure out how bombs worked, like specifically the nuclear ones. Mm. And so I went to Quora, which is where anyone should get their information from.
Yeah.
And I was trying to find out. I'm like, okay. I found I was searching through a bunch of answers about atomic weapons, mm-hmm. and I found someone who asked a question which I think is very fair, okay. which was, if I could mm-hmm. accidentally mm-hmm. cut through an atom mm-hmm. like one would cut through an apple,
yep.
would that make an explosion? And uh-huh. they were like, I understand that it's not likely that I'm going to be able to cut through an atom with a knife.
But if by accident,
yep.
my big knife cut through an atom.
How would it work? And quite disappointingly, a lot of the answers were like, that's not possible.
Yeah,
and
right.
Like, that's not what they were asking.
They said if it was possible.
Yeah. I mean, I think the best answer I found, someone did say that would be like trying to cut an apple with the island of Manhattan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that at least puts it into perspective.
Yeah. But atom's really small. Wait, no, hold on. Wait. Sorry.
Adams is really small.
Did you ask, can you cut an atom like with a knife like you would an apple?
No. If you were to accidentally split an atom like you were to cut an apple with a knife, like same deal. Like going through an apple with a knife, if you were to accidentally cut through an atom.
With a knife?
With a knife. They're like,
what, during the apple?
Yeah, like maybe it's in the apple, maybe it's somewhere else. But like,
well, they're everywhere, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, maybe through the knife on the knife.
But also that comparison, it's like trying to cut an apple with the island of Manhattan. I think if you could pick up the island of Manhattan and you could crush it into the apple, I think you'd cut the apple. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it would explode the apple into smithereens.
That man did have a note on his profile that said not a physicist. So maybe he's not qualified to make knife Manhattan comparison.
Yeah.
But going through all there, trawling through these answers, through all these unhelpful people saying you can't do that, it turns out an atomic bomb, you have to split heaps of atoms.
You split them, do you? Huh.
Yeah, it's not just one atom, because I always thought that an atomic bomb was splitting one atom and it caused that entire explosion. But no, it's splitting heaps and heaps and heaps, like heaps of atoms, but atoms are so small you can fit a lot of them into a small space.
Yeah, right.
But that's the issue. So you need to like fire a nucleus at an atom, and a nucleus is smaller than an atom.
Yeah.
And then so what you can do is you can split one atom up, and then in the splitting of the atom, sometimes the atoms like shed extra nucleus and they're no longer using
that. Yeah,
you get
the chain reaction, yeah.
And it's a chain reaction thing. But that's what causes it. I thought it was one atom splitting, and no.
No,
it is
it's a bunch.
A huge chain reaction.
Yeah.
And I now know how cars work, and now I know how bombs work.
Great. That's awesome.
How handy. I think both of those things will come in handy in your life quite
a
bit.
Totally. And I think it's so important to have that kind of mindset of like, how does this thing work? I'm going to figure it out, because I think in that aspect I do not have a curious mind. I just kind of I know that things happen and I'm like, well,
that's
yes
not
they do
sick.
And if I am told how it works one day, awesome, but if I'm
not
I'll live
care.
My life knowing that that's what happened. Like I see a bomb explode, I'm like, and that's the end of that chapter.
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
Ruby, you've been Ruby. Where can people find more of you?
Yeah, me. I.
Yeah, you.
Find yeah, me. You.
Me. You can find me on Twitter at Ruby Innes. You can find me on Back Pocket every Thursday night on Twitch at 7 p.m. where we've got a funny little show. I'm on it some of the time. You can find me on the podcast that I make called Pocket Buds, where I talk to my best friends about video games and stuff. That comes out every Friday at sometime. I think 10, but I'm too busy making a funny graphic, so I usually only post about it at like 1. but it's out at 10, so if you want to listen to it. And you can also find me if you put some dynamite in a whale. And you're going to do it, a hand will pop out and grab the dynamite. That's me.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.